Joining us on our live line right now, Dr. Holly Thacker. She is the director of the Center for Specialized Women's Health and executive director, speaking of women's health, at the Cleveland Clinic. Welcome to WINT, Dr. Thacker.
Good morning, Steve and Linda. Great to be with you.
Our pleasure. Well, let's talk a little bit about women's health. There are a lot of things that men and women share in terms of some physical and health issues, but there are a lot of things that differentiate us, and we all have our own special needs. What is it that's of concern that really piques your curiosity and your interest?
Oh, well, I'm just fascinated by the differences in males and females all the way down to a cellular level. And really learning about each sex helps us understand about disease and treatments for both sexes.
Are you continuing to learn? I mean, there are for everything that we know, are you still discovering some of those differences?
Oh, absolutely. In terms of disease manifestation, response to therapy, metabolism of medications, in terms of response, it's very fascinating.
So tell us about some of the things that are special of are especially different for women, some problems that women may face as they hit that dreaded 50.
Well, certainly there's marked hormonal changes really throughout the life cycle. And one of the areas that I specialize in is menopause and hormone therapy, osteoporosis. 1 in 2 women lose bone rapidly at midlife, and that's in large part because they lose their sex hormones. Another common condition that dramatically affects women, it can also affect men, but certainly affects women in large part because of childbirth and just the differences in the pelvis, is bladder control problems, bladder leakage, which is just not a normal part of aging. And it can affect young women, midlife women, and more mature women.
And you're saying that's not a normal part of aging, because so many people seem to be, well, I would say like avoiding conversation about it, but because it is something that is happening to them, and you see the commercials on TV for all the different products as though it is something that is happening regularly.
Well, menstruation is a normal part of the life cycle. That is for sure. So women get used to visiting that aisle in the grocery store. And many of them just transition into using, pads or even outright diapers for bladder leakage. But it is not a normal part of aging. And it is very, very treatable. And women need to get comfortable, and men too who have the problem, talking about bladder control issues.
So without having to go through surgery, what are some options?
Well, with any kind of medical condition, we certainly always start with lifestyle. And just like you need to train your 2-year-old how to attain bladder control, many times the bladder does need to be retrained. And meaning your brain is taking control as opposed to your spinal cord just reflexively being stimulated by the bladder to empty. There's a number of different bladder disorders, but 2 of the most common causes of bladder leakage are stress leakage, and that happens when a woman might jump or laugh or sneeze, where there's a movement and the bladder neck comes down, and that's frequent because of weakness of the muscle from childbirth and just the anatomy of the female pelvis. The other type of bladder leakage is overactive bladder, where constantly the person has that sensation they have to go. And many times the bladder just empties on its own without the person's permission. And obviously this can be, quite devastating.
Sure.
And unfortunately, some people have both leaky bladder and stress incontinence.
Wow.
And so exercise, weight loss, treatment of constipation, elimination of irritants in the diet that can irritate the bladder and make someone feel like they have to go, treatment of infection. These are kind of our first line treatments. Many times though, like I said, the bladder has to be retrained, and many times the muscles have to be strengthened. And I see many women that are very athletic. They may be gymnasts, they may be cross-country runners, and they're very physically fit in pretty much all parts of their body except their pelvic floor. And in the United States, women aren't routinely taught how to do the Kegel exercises, which strengthen and lift up and support that pelvis. And there are some exciting new therapies that can be conducted in the privacy of one's home to strengthen and retrain that pelvic floor. And at the same time, be programmed to relax the overactive bladder muscle if that's also a problem.
Now, does every doctor know this information, or are women best served by going to their women's doctor, and no offense, to a woman also?
I don't think that the gender of the physician matters as much as their interest and expertise, and that's a common mistake I do see women make. They think that if I see a woman, they'll understand. And it's really someone who's got that interest and expertise in the pelvic floor. That being said, this new therapy that we offer at our Center for Specialized Women's Health, the Intone and the Apex, these are vaginal pelvic stimulating devices that retrain the muscle. There is just only a handful of physicians, like say in the state of Ohio, that are specifically trained and certified, because this is a relatively new FDA therapy. So someone might see a physician that specializes specifically in urinary incontinence, like a urogynecologist or a urologist that specializes in bladder leakage.
Sure.
And they may or may not offer this therapy. They may offer surgery and Botox injections to the bladder and medications, but a lot of women, for various reasons, expense, discomfort, wanting to avoid surgery, many times don't pursue this. And I think that's one reason why there's so many women who just go out and buy, you know, those over-the-counter options that just deal with the leakage but don't cure the underlying problem.
Well, it sounds like we are very fortunate to have you and your group here in Northeast Ohio to give us so many more options.
Well, that's kind of what we want to do. We want to empower women to be strong and be healthy and be in charge. And that's our motto at Speaking of Women's Health, which is a nonprofit dedicated to educating women and empowering them.
So where do people actually reach you, and how do they get more information? Give us both some phone numbers and some web addresses.
Well, the Speaking of Women's Health website has a lot of information about bladder leakage and all the various treatments, and a free bladder incontinence treatment guidebook that people can download for free. And that's speakingofwomenshealth.com. For people around the country trying to identify specialists who offer these pelvic stimulators in their practice across the country, people can go to www.myintone.com, and it lists the certified providers. On my website, on speakingofwomenshealth.com, we have videos, we have news columns, and we have all the different types of therapeutic options on a vast array of conditions that are either unique to women or affect women more specifically.
And, of course, they can always go to the Cleveland Clinic website as well, clevelandclinic.org, to get a great overview and to find information about you. How do they contact you if anybody would like to become a patient?
Well, we have several physicians and nurse practitioners who specialize in this area, and the phone number is 216-444-4HER, which is 444-4437.
Dr. Holly Thacker joining us. She's the director of the Center for Specialized Women's Health and executive director of Speaking of Women's Health at the Cleveland Clinic. Thank you, Dr. Thacker, for sharing that great information with our listeners.
Well, thank you, Steve and Linda.